Why risk slowing down your business? Office Depot can help with office supplies, furniture, and the latest technology. Office Depot, taking care of business. Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. President Bush, once again, is on vacation. By the way, this is the president's 65th trip to his vacation home in Crawford, Texas, or vacation ranch, if you prefer. President Bush has already taken more than 400 vacation days, and with more than a year left in his presidency, he's on pace to shatter the vacation record set by President Ronald Reagan. Now, President Bush is far from alone. Both the House of Representatives and the Senate are working fewer days on behalf of the American people than ever before. This Congress has, in fact, worked 109 legislative days this year. While that's better than the previous Congress, it's hardly the 5 days a week that the Democratic leadership had promised when it took control of the House. How do our elected officials compare to workaday folks in this country? Well, one of every four working Americans receives no paid vacation whatsoever, and more than 40% of those workers didn't take a straight week off from work last year. And as much as our elected officials in corporate America like to disparage the productivity of the American workforce and its competitiveness, think about this. Italian workers average more than 40 days of vacation each and every year. The French and Germans, they get a lousy 35 days. The British are the hard workers in Europe. They receive 28 days of vacation, which is still more than twice the vacation that most Americans get. Now, I really don't want our elected officials to work more, if you want to know the truth. They, in fact, scare me when they're in Washington. But I would like to see the American worker get at least as much time off as, say, the British. That's the least they deserve. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment about my thoughts, feel free to email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.